The 1930s, 40s, and 50s in Charleston, before the decline in mining jobs caused many African Americans to leave West Virginia, those years were electric, with music that could be heard throughout the city on almost any night of the week. That's what Hubert Jones remembers. He made his living as an accountant, but his love was playing improv jazz or the blues with so many musicians who passed through the capital city. Back then, segregation was still officially law, but in Charleston's nightclubs, blacks and whites would often mingle. Jones played upright bass at many of the nightclubs in town, including many of the white bars, where officially white people were not supposed to dance to music that was being performed by black musicians.
And, of course, sometimes the policemen would stop them and sometimes they wouldn't. And then following the dances and everything, some of the whites wanted to come over to the Triangle District and enjoy the rest of the night, you know, listening to and dancing to black music.
By the Triangle District, Jones is referring to the Block, a neighborhood in downtown Charleston that once flourished with many black-owned businesses. Today, most of what can be found in the Block is a post office and an interstate exit, both of which were built right on top of this once vibrant and ethnically diverse community. This evening, Jones will discuss his role in some of that community's history. His lecture will take place at 6 p.m. in the Culture Center Archives and History Museum in Charleston. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.